This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir. Here we are. It's a battle to make you laugh. That's it.
Really is. I don't think we keep score. No. I can't tell you who won when.
I've won the last four, but I'm not keeping up with that for any particular reason.
We've been done for?
I think you're getting better and better. It's a equal duel.
It's fun to do because you see these things, and now you know we have you, the listeners, the P1s, sending us and tagging us in these different things, and it's
a lot of good stuff.
It's been a hoot.
And the winner is going to get his ass kissed today. Literally.
That's right. You have to join the Kiss Your Ass Club. You have to kiss your own ass.
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
If you can.
Who wants to start? We got to flip a coin like they did on the Super Bowl?
I will defer my option. You can start.
Okay, I'll start first then. This one, I know somebody's going to take issue with it. I already know they are. But I'll just tell you what's happening here. Donald Trump is appearing with Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, from the search engine site.
They're going to rebuild the Gaza Strip.
Netanyahu, old BB. And after they met, they were doing a press conference, and this is Donald Trump, I think, handling this with grace, but others might say otherwise. Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
As I expectation from you, do you have any plan to change Afghanistan situation? Are you able to recognize Taliban? Because I'm an Afghan journalist, Afghan suffered woman. Any comment about Afghanistan? What's your future plan for Afghan people, especially Afghanistan?
I have a little hard time understanding you. Where are you from?
Afghanistan.
Oh. Actually, it's a beautiful voice and a beautiful accent. The only problem is I can't understand a word you're saying. But I just say this, good luck, live in peace. Go ahead, please.
He's probably doing that move where he looks off to the side and points. Like, who can hear?
The backtracking, though, you could hear it, and it was nice. Like, he realized, like, I maybe shouldn't have said, I don't understand you. But you have a nice accent. I like it. Where are you from? I thought that was handled nice.
Live in peace. I think you feel like you kind of heard what she said, or at least parts of it.
Like, how are you going to take care of Afghanistan?
To answer it. He did tell her good luck.
Live in peace. Live in peace. Good luck.
Yeah. So that was from right before Valentine's Day.
I will say this. He'll take any question. Like, he'll answer all of them.
He's not being as snippy with the news people lately. So that's I mean, you
true.
Really don't need that. I mean, like, you know, most of them, they're just
barely there to do their job. They're not there to do anything that
Yeah. But he will tell you, like, that was a stupid question. I mean, I kind of appreciate that, too.
That was dumb.
It's a dumb question.
Where are you from? Stupid.
You have a nice voice.
You should kick your editor who made you ask that question.
Well, what's a milk? Milk is a it's a common thing people fight over.
Milk?
Oh yeah, if you leave the milk out.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
If it's gonna snow,
or someone made you smell it and it smelled bad.
Well, yeah. Going back to the milk, like you know, if there's not enough for the next person to use.
Yeah.
Here's a you can tell this argument gets a little, and it's short, but it gets a little more intense because at the end he's actually lunging toward the guy who's filming it. Now it starts off hot and heavy because he's the guy who's filming it. Is antagonizing the guy about the milk.
Wow.
Is this in a grocery store or in their home?
No, this is in the home.
Oh, wow.
Maybe the guy just woke up. He's walking around in his shorts.
Yeah.
He's bare chested, no shirted.
Okay.
And it kind of ensued from there.
Don't drink all the milk, man.
Don't tell me what the f you're doing. This is the first time I done had some.
You had syrup before.
No, I haven't.
Why your bowl was so damn swole like that, bro? Don't drink all that milk. I'm dead ass serious, bro.
Kristen, let me tell you something.
Why your f***ing bowl was so damn swole like that, bro?
Did you buy any motherfucking milk? Did you buy any motherfucking milk?
He's going after him to choke him, dude.
I've had roommates before.
And that's not a rhetorical question. Did you buy any MF'ing milk?
I mean, it's the way it flows right with, like, not milk.
And I understand why you would be angry with someone who eats all your food and drinks all your milk.
If you have a wife, ask her. Did you buy any MF'ing milk?
Are you you'd never buy milk?
I had a girlfriend whose parents would pour the milk into a white pitcher and put it in the refrigerator.
Oh, like a ceramic?
They would pour it out of the carton and put it into a different...
I'm not sure about that, because that's not fresh.
I didn't think so.
I would think you would want to keep it, because it's a dairy product. You want to keep it fresh with a tight lid.
Yeah.
Just maybe in a jar.
That's just always wide.
Like a little butter tray, like leave it in the container.
Yeah. Little butter tray.
Put it back in where it's fresh.
You can go if you want. You can
let me go get
it. Yeah, we'll go back.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, have you flown recently? Well, it's almost like, pardon, Paige. It's almost like going to Walmart. You're expecting something to happen. And, you know, things might be going awry when you're sitting there and you have to bite your tongue. But sometimes someone speaks up and it's just, well, the funniest thing you might hear all day. Listen to this.
Whoever is farting, don't fart, please. It smells bad.
It's just like a public service announcement. He was farting, Paige.
Whoever's
farting, please stop. It stinks.
Yeah.
It took someone bold and...
it's so bad.
Someone had to say it.
Someone had to say something. So whoever's doing it, please stop.
If someone's farting, please.
Very pungent.
By all means, stop.
You know, I've never experienced those, like, smelled like BO or farting or anything in a plane. Thank God.
No.
Sweet Jesus. You've never sat by the bathroom.
Yes, I have.
That's where you want to sit, right?
No, you do not.
I sit there. Woo! No, that's the worst.
That's the worst.
Because you like get the last one to go you on, last the, one off.
Ugh. You get the wafts of something that died in there.
Wow. Hopefully the bad guy.
The guy who goes to a group situation and volunteers to be last is probably the same guy who wants to sit near the bathroom.
What, like a gangbang?
Maybe. You know, I like to highlight a commercial. From time
you're
to time.
You're winning right now, according to the text, by the way. Congratulations.
Well, this
I'll
here.
Get you on this last one, though.
You might. But this one, I like to highlight a business when we can, you know, like trying to help everybody out.
Yeah.
Small business. If you want to buy a trailer, I don't know why you would go anywhere else but this guy right here.
Ooh, I can't wait.
He lays it out for you.
He's on fire.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up. A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer for me, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings.
He is a cowboy.
So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
That's the best.
It got stains.
What does he look like? I want to know.
He's a tall, skinny
dude. He got stains.
Does he have a long mustache?
No, but he features a crew.
Like Sam Elliott for some reason.
And the girl who cleans him is smoking him. Like she's just smoking in the commercial.
She's smoking in the commercial.
That's the girl who cleans him.
If he sounded and looked like Sam Elliott in that commercial, I'd...
Like, we've got trailers.
These are not mansions. They come in two pieces.
Gronk, you dummy. I'm doing in, you dumb bastard.
God bless. You won. There ain't even no reason for me to do this last
one. Oh, I think we each got one left that we want to rant. You know what? Can I do this? I'll give you the last one. I hate to double up, but...
God, go ahead. You've won.
That was the best.
You're creaming me right now.
Oh.
Not in the cool way.
This one here is hilarious to me. I keep going back and watching it.
Okay.
It's a grandma who wants to watch wrestling.
Oh, God, that's what you've been teasing. I'm told her grandma.
But her TV is, giving her fits.
On the fritz.
So she takes it out on her grandson to fix it for her. And, the following happens.
Motherfucker, this is bullfucking shit. Fix my fucking TV, Jake.
What happened? Why did you press the wrong button on your...
I pressed on the damn thing. I was watching Monday Night Raw. And all of a sudden it done this and I can't get it back.
Try pressing the menu button on it.
What menu button? I don't see no menu button. You know more about this motherfucking than I do, son of a bitch. Sitting here getting ready to watch my Monday Night Raw and it just started coming on and this pops up. Now why? 7. It ain't even supposed to be on 7. It's still no signal. No signal. See, that's what it does.
God, I can't tell you who that reminds me of.
I want to know what she looks like.
She looks like hell.
She looks exactly what you think she looks like.
I mean, she looks like George Went. Got glasses and grayer hair.
Freaking Norm?
Yeah, she looks like Norm.
Oh, God.
Milkbone underwear, the whole thing.
I was thinking she more looked like Cowboy Bob Orton.
I just picture she's very thin with... You know,
she ain't thin.
Some bad hair.
She like a much smaller Cowboy Bob.
Maybe a wart on her face or something.
Does it have oxygen tank on?
Nope.
Oh, wow. I feel like I can hear that.
They ain't supposed to be on 7.
God. It kind of sounded like my mom if she cussed.
Or she got real angry. I don't think your mom could get that tone. She's usually docile. You think she could get like this if she needed to?
I wouldn't even know.
Matthew, you bastard.
Oh, Lord.
How do you find these things, fat boy? You are a genius.
People send stuff, man. They really do. They're like, hey, I don't have a radio show to play this. I'm like, oh, cool.
Think about getting a podcast, though, guys. What do you think?
Get you on Podbean, bro.
Well, you've won, but I'll do this one, too. God. Good job. Egg prices. We talk about it every day, how they're going up in price, and many people cannot afford them, but they still want their eggs. So this lady goes out into the tree in her yard. Listen to this.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
I wouldn't give a damn.
You probably can't eat them.
I'm going to eat a blue jay, a red jay, a robin, a eagle, a duck. I don't care.
Lord.
Eggs are high.
How many enough?
She going to come back looking for her babies, and they going to be gone. And I hope she ain't looking at me and finna attack me or nothing, because your babies are gone. I'm finna eat your babies.
Oh. You don't even know how long they been
eggs
up.
Eggs are high. Well, we finna eat these eggs.
They ain't even that.
Yes, it is.
It's that deep. All right.
My favorite part is the guy that's recording, which I, according to the original thing, that's the mom. And he's like, you don't even know how long they've been there. The way he said that in that cool.
You know, the best part is this part right here.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Well, that, but you don't even know how long they've been there.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
She's literally climbing up into a small tree, and there's a bird nest there, and she's taking the eggs out of the bird's nest.
What type of eggs did you say there might be?
Snake eggs. Tree snakes.
You don't laugh at that. I've seen more snakes in trees at the farm
too.
Than I have on the ground, because damn animals scare the hell out of them on the ground.
Oh.
They're just waiting for one of them to take a little nap and go, I'm going to get you.
Eat the snakes?
You're going to take a little nap, ain't you? I'm going to get you.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to bite you. My name's Jake.
Jake the snake.
Dude's
not from State Farms. I'm the snake, Roberts. I'm Jake the... Oh, is that dude?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's okay. On time.
Oh, wow. He's Ooh. Better than us. Okay. If you find... Fat Boy, congratulations. You definitely win.
Woohoo!
If you find a good piece of audio you want to tag us in... you
Send
can
it to me.
Hit it to Fatboy at Fatboy933, at Fatboy933.
Something else, Fatboy.
Or at O'Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. When we come back... the update you've wondered about. Remember the guy who called in and said, I found the perfect Valentine's Day gift. And we said, dude, don't do that. Don't give her a mold of your privates for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Did he?
Or didn't he?
Did he heed our advice?
At least I give him the gumption for saying, yeah, I'll come back on next week. And here he is.
Read and heed's what I've always been told.
You know what? That's right. You're bald. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to him. We'll find out how she accepted that gift and not what you're thinking. All right. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dang it.
Sounds like old school pornography.
Yeah, it really does. What'd you say earlier? Way off the air. Like what it would look like?
It would be like you remember how like old school porn, they'd slow it down in slow motion. I think to make it longer. And this would be like when a busty woman would be flopping around in slow motion.
Oh yeah, that's where they get you, the slow motion.
Were you a fan of Human League?
I like that. I'm only human, flesh and blood, a man.
I know, man.
Born to make mistakes.
I'm a man. That was the guy from the Oak Ridge Boys doing the deep voice there.
God, I want to keep listening to it now because of what you said.
Doing it right here. Slow motion. It's when he flips her over.
Wow.
Oh, God.
It's like a straighter B-52s.
They didn't get their Just Do, Human League.
Well, I think they only had a couple albums. They had some bangers on them.
Some bangers, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you got a lot of hair.
Mix. Going on there.
Yeah. What are you doing in here?
Mix.
Did you come to get measured for a bra? That's what the accent would be.
A bra?
Did you come to get measured for a bra? What are you doing in here?
Did you order the large sausage pie?
Welcome to Barry's Bras. You know, I measure you myself.
Brars? You always knew the pizza was going to be cold. Large sausage pizza, because, I mean, he was wearing it. If it was still warm out of the oven, that'd hurt him. Oh, man. Hey. All right.
It's deep dish, too, so you never see his gimmick.
Oh, Lord.
Might burn, though, with hot
with the sauce cheese on top. All right. This guy is... He had our audience talking the other day for sure, and it wasn't all nice things. And he knows that. He knew that it was out on a limb. But what happened, or did, you know, I don't know. Fatboy, I don't think, knows. Did David end up giving his girlfriend of how long? They short.
About 6 months, pretty close. 5 to 6 months.
So for Valentine's Day, he said that he was going to give her, he had made a mold of his penis.
Penis? Okay.
I mean, I could say, you know, let's just use the clinical term for it. His douflachy.
Douflachy.
His junk.
Yes, his whacker, tally.
His, okay, his gimmick.
All right, so.
His joint.
David said that he would he would give us an update as to what happened. And Dave called us. Dave's here, man.
Good news. Would you like a clip in case you are stupid or forgot?
I freaking forgot what it was all about. Remind me. So your friend who gave you this advice must be happily married for years. He knows what he's doing, right?
Not exactly, but right. He does okay with the women.
All right.
So I was thinking outside the box was the way to go, yeah. And so we came up with this idea, and. It did take some doing to make it happen. I got her, and I don't know what I'm allowed to say on here, so I'm gonna be a gentleman. I'll censor myself. I made her a mold of my junk.
I just want to hear him say it.
His junk. I know. God don't make no junk. Okay. All right. Wow. What do you say, Paige? I really don't know. Do you think, because you said that it's not a good gift to give.
Well.
No, she wouldn't turn it down.
No, I think
you use it for a doorstop or a hat rack or something.
I think if you did it together, it'd be fun. You know, molding it together. Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, but then you're going to have like Play-Doh laying all about.
It's like too womany. Let's do it together.
Oh yeah, but also like this thing. I just
if it looks funny, I would laugh at it. That's the only thing I'm thinking.
Well, generally speaking, they all look kind of funny. So they look like an underdeveloped arm.
Is this something you do with the boys?
It looks like one. No.
So if I open it up, it may show on my face how I feel.
Well, you can put it wherever you want.
Okay. No. Before he hangs up. Hey, David. You have the patience of a busy hospital. Congratulations. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Oh, good. I can tell by your tone now. Man. You ain't good.
Uh-oh.
Or am I wrong? How'd it go?
I mean, you're not. Yeah, you're more wrong, you're more right than wrong.
Ah. Well, dang it. I can't say that I didn't think that, but so how did it go? Like, did you actually present it to her? Did you, what happened? God, I don't know why I'm so invested in this, wanting to know, but I am. I really am.
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
So, basically, we go out on Friday night, and, you know, obviously, everyone was packed, but we had a nice dinner, mm-hmm. and I knew it was going to be crowded, but, so, you know, I figured, I'm not going to give her this gift at dinner.
No, you don't want to plop that out on the table at Rick Irwin's.
Yeah. So
sorry, I forgot the pepper grinder. That's not the pepper grinder.
That's not it.
That's her gift you just took away from the table. All right.
We head back to her place, and I'm like, okay, it's go time. Yeah. So I give her the gift, and what happened after that? Honestly shocked me, and I guess opened my eyes to what
was it wrapped in a box? Like, was it wrapped? Like, did you just gift wrap it? So, in other words, you see it sitting there, you think, God, that looks like a penis.
Actually, I picked out a very nice bag, a very classy little gift bag for her.
That's nice. Oh,
yeah. Was it a cooch? I mean, a coach? Coach? No. Go ahead. And so you give her the gift, and you were shocked.
Yeah, and I said, you know, what do you think it is? Give me a couple guesses. And, you know, she didn't figure it out. So she reaches in, pulls it out of the bag, and she looks at it for a second, and she didn't recognize it at first, which, you know, was kind of an ego bruise for a little bit. But
for real, like, she doesn't recognize, I mean, you know, that's a good point, Paige. This is tough to ask you now because I know you're not sexually active.
I wouldn't recognize the back of mine.
Well, not the back of it.
I would know my husband.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. You would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
okay.
A little curve to the right or left. You know how it goes.
I never saw his.
Well, we got a lineup.
Well, I mean, most do.
Okay. So she's like, "What is this? A Ring doorbell?" And you're like, "No." Like.
Yeah, I say, you know, hey, that's
she
me.
She saw it and recognized that it was what it was. She just did not recognize it was yours specifically, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think she figured out the anatomy of it, but no, she didn't know it was me. And I said, so I say, yeah, that's me. That's my junk. And the reaction I got after that, it was what really threw me.
Okay.
Did it hurt your feelings?
She immediately took it and put it to use.
She broke it over her knee like Bo Jackson would about ball back.
Yeah, she swung at it.
She bow breakered it.
Oh, that's good.
I bet it's not right, though.
Bada swing.
What happened?
Well,
she flushed it down
the almost floor. Immediately, when she realized it was me, she wasn't that impressed. She said something like, ah, another one of these.
Good God.
Another one.
Like, wow. She.
How many did you give her?
She have a lot of sex toys? Is that what
you
mean?
So I, you know, obviously I pressed her and asked, you know, what does she mean? And she said that I actually wasn't the first person to give her a mold like that.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
my God.
Yeah. That took the wind right out of my sail. I was like, just, you know, dumbfounded. And she said, you know, when she said that, I immediately thought the worst. My mind went to the darkest place it could, and I just kept wondering.
The
like,
same place mine was at just a second ago.
Like, who's sending
I thought that was a thoughtful gift. Like, it don't really happen often.
Well, it's a genuine one of a kind.
But doesn't it also, like you're saying, like you're talking, like, if you present a mold of yourself in that way, it's basically saying, yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
Like, you're basically saying, like,
you should have made it tie-dye. That's what I would have done. I would want one tie-dye if it was...
Or maybe a candle, like a soy wax candle.
Candle would be great.
Be cute.
I would burn that.
Scentsy.
Where would you put the wick? I don't know. I'm not a wick head.
At the bottom.
So let's... so
what did
she said another one of these, and you said... she said, what do you mean? And you said... She said, other boyfriends have given her... My God. Okay, the intimidation to me says, like, wow, she is really... She's done a lot. I think is a fair way to say. Are you thinking the same thing?
Yeah, I just was left wondering, you know, what all is she into and like what don't I know?
Yeah, plus you sat for it for, I mean, a long amount of time to make it.
Yeah, but still, I don't. You think she just said that to you like she's messing with you? I mean, even when we talked about it the other day after you called, I don't recall a single text. And we go states over states all over. Not a single text about you. Oh, yeah, I've done that before. Like, wow. That was not what I was expecting at all.
Me neither. I thought that maybe she thought it was kind of like a cute little personal gift.
I thought at worst she would take it to kind of make you feel better. Yeah.
No, it's just kind of like, oh, man, you really thought outside the box with this one.
But she flat out in front of you just kind of dissed it.
Yeah. No, I mean, maybe she just attracts that kind of guy. Maybe I'm that kind of guy. I don't know. But, you know,
I'm asking you a private, well, not private. I mean, like, y'all have a healthy sex life, right? So, like, that you're doing your job. She had no complaints, but that specifically, she's like, it's not a thing.
And sign a little card that says, when I'm away, you can think of me.
Yeah,
it just wasn't a good gift. I mean, you had the right idea, but then her response is, boy, it's troublesome.
Like, did you take it back or did you leave it?
I just kind of, you know, I found a pretty soon thereafter. I just found a reason to get going and headed out, and you know, I don't know what I don't know, and I don't know if I want to know what I don't know. I'm kind of thinking we're just going to break up.
Wow.
Well, I can see how you would think it's kind of condescending, another one of these. And when you poured your whatever into that and then your heart into yourself. The gift.
mean, his part. Like, he put his part into the gift.
It's the gift that supposedly was supposed to keep on giving.
It might be hard to come back from that point. It's definitely awkward now.
Yeah, I mean, it really, really is, man. I mean, that is intimidating. I mean, like I've said before, like if a woman took off her pants and had a bunch of piercings, I'm intimidated. I really am.
She's got like a Jacob's ladder down there or a Jill's ladder.
I don't know that. Jill's ladder, I think it's called. Or Jack. No, I said Jack. Girls Jill off, right?
Jill's like Strange Land's mouth down
Girls Jill off? I don't know. I find one. All right. Man, I hate that for you. I mean, I do. I don't know what to say to you, though, because that's like I went to the same dark place you did in my head. Like, wow. What? Not that I can't compete with that, but like, ooh.
I just don't feel like this maybe ever a gift you can give. I don't know. But the fact that she's unimpressed, I'm kind of with you. Like, she might be into some stuff, dude, like with multiple people at once.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Dang.
But, you know, I'm going to the worst place, too, like you said you did.
Yeah. All right, David, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Sorry for your loss.
Yes. Maybe not.
You know, it happens. I guess better know now than I didn't.
That's true.
Better find out now until you show up at her house next time and there's a line out the door.
Oh, Jesus. Shit. That boy.
Well, next time you give her power drills, you know, give her a drill or something. You know.
Well, he was trying to.
I know.
Yeah, he kind of did.
All right.
Thanks for coming back, though.
Yeah, no, for real. Thank you for honoring your word and come on, give us an update. But dang it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
If you want to send it to us, we'll put it in the show.
Two different guys, man. Like the other day, he was like, just like, I get it. I totally
get
it.
He was excited. Yeah, yeah. Sorry it ended that way.
We'll put it in the show Hall of Fame if you want to send it to us.
Give it a fast
for real.
He collects them.
We'll put it with the Sprout and other stuff.
All right. Oh, he said, screw y'all. He just hung up.
She's left.
Oh, like, wow. You weirdo.
I'd like to buy that if it's possibly for sale.
Thank you.
At least he honored his word and said he would come on. See, that I don't know if it's man or woman or that sent this text, but no matter what. Hold on, scroll back. My grandma always said, it sounds like Forrest Gump. My grandma always said, even if you don't like a gift, you smile and say thank you for it. You do not say, oh, another one of these. She sounds like a. Stuck, good lord.
Yeah.
You don't spell bougie. That's that like says if buggy.
If you meant bougie,
but it says Dougie with a B on it. That's not bougie, that's boogie.
You get an engagement.
Teach me how to boogie.
Oh my God. All the bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, that's intimidating.
Give me flowers, like, oh gosh, another bouquet.
Maybe you should take some time and like, look, go back, work it out.
Like if you saw a hot girl just beautiful, whatever your explanation of that is, and she took off her sunglasses and she had a teardrop coming down, I'm intimidated.
I know. It means she's murdered people, dude. She's got bodies. She stacked them.
Yeah. So I'm gonna walk away from that.
That's okay. What that means.
Also, if she's wearing a shirt that said, you know, if you can read the back of this shirt, the bitch fell off, I'm gonna let her know that her bitch fell off. I'm not just gonna act like I'm reading the shirt.
She buck-fitted somebody.
Right.
That stitches across the cheeks.
All right. Let's break on that. That was not a happy-go-lucky kind of fun call I was expecting at all. But
no.
That's the truth. With the way things happen, you choose an awful gift like that, you're due to
that is weird.
Catch some crap with it. All right, we will take a break. I'm going to go make some eggs. I'm going to go climb a tree and get some.
No.
Good morning, everybody.
Hang on. What are you going to get?
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
No idea.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.